Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and special thanks to Dr. Forman for, I think, a very lucid and interesting exposition on how the science advisory process at the OPCW works. And it's, I can say from personal experience, that it seems to be a very effective process. If one looks at the Chemical Weapons Convention, it simply essentially says there will be a scientific advisory board. And now that the convention has been in force since 1997, I've seen quite an evolution in the way that the scientific advisory board relates, both reviews science and technology and relates to delegations. And it would be very helpful if Dr. Forman could talk a little bit about how the science advisory process at the OPCW has evolved to the, I think, very effective form in which it exists today. One of the, and I would anticipate that later on in this meeting of experts, we will also discuss the possibility of having a scientific advisory arrangement for the BWC. One of the problems that we will face is that there is a whole broad range of scientific specialties that are relevant to the Biological Weapons Convention. Similarly, the same thing is true for the Chemical Weapons Convention, and the problem of getting access, drawing in that expertise, if one has a rather limited board or entity, something the OPCW has faced, and it would be helpful if Dr. Forman could explain how the OPCW has addressed that problem of getting wide access to scientific expertise. Thank you, sir.